One of the halachot learnt out from this week's Sedra of Bshalach is the requirement to have shalosh sudot, three meals on Shabbat. The pasuk in Parashat Shemot, talking about the man falling on Shabbat or not falling on Shabbat, and what was collected on Friday didn't go mouldy and didn't go wormy. So the pasuk says the people came to the to Moshe Rabbeinu and they were surprised; they weren't sure what to do about it. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe ichlu hayom ki Shabbat hayom l'Adonai hayom lo timtsa'uhu basadeh." Moshe said to them, "You can eat it today because today is a Shabbat for Hashem. Today you won't find it out in the field." And the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Bet says that a person's chayv to eat three sudot on Shabbat. How do we know that? Because the word hayom appears three times in this pasuk. Ichlu hayom, ki Shabbat hayom, and hayom lo timtsa'uhu basadeh. So we learn out from here that you have to have three meals on Shabbat. And the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say that one should be very, very careful about this mitzvah, because the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat says very strong things about a person who is mekayim the mitzvah of three sudot on Shabbat. They're saved from the travails of Chevlo Shel Mashiach, and from the din of Gehinnom, and from the milchama, the battles of Gog and Magog. And therefore we see how important it is. The Lavush is actually of the opinion that having three sudot on Shabbat is a din d'oraita. Most Rishonim Acharonim don't seem to think that way. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even if it's not so mid-oraita, it's certainly mitakanat Moshe Rabbeinu, going back to Sinai. So it's certainly much more than just a mitzvah to Rabbanan, takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, so very, very significant. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Aleph says that if you're full, then you only need to eat a kebetza, just the volume of an egg of bread. And if you can't eat at all, so then you don't have to distress yourself and force yourself, because the mitzvah of eating sudot on Shabbat is part of a notion of oneg Shabbat, enjoying Shabbat. And obviously if it's not enjoyable to eat sudash lishit, so then you're not doing any mitzvah by eating it. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'hechacham einav b'rosho, a wise person has their eyes in their head, meaning they think ahead of time. Make sure you don't eat too much at the morning meal, and then you'll have room to eat sudash rishit. This is particularly relevant in the winter, the short Shabbatot. If you eat a very big lunch, then an hour later, when you want to eat your sudash lishit before going to shul for mincha, you're really not going to be very, very hungry. So one has to be careful not to eat too much at lunch. In actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're eating lunch and then it becomes chatzot, and now it's the afternoon, so what you can do, what is good practice to do, is to finish your meal there and bench, and then have another meal as sudash lishit. So certainly on the short winter Shabbatot, that's a very good eitza that a person should maybe eat the first two courses, and then bench, and then wash again for sudash lishit. Because if you eat dessert also as part of your lunch, then you're really not going to have any room for sudash lishit when you've got to go to shul half an hour or 45 minutes later. The Mishnah Brura is very makbid that you should have a proper hefsek, get up from the table and go for a little bit of a walk around the garden or something like that between the two meals. The Aruch HaShulchan says that's a hiddur, but min hadin, seeing as you have to have three sudot on Shabbat, then it's not bracha she'ina tzricha, it's not an unnecessary bracha, simply to bench, wash again, and then have sudash lishit. When we do this, what we usually do is we bench after the main course, and then we say the Divrei Torah and sing some Zemirot, and then we go and wash again and have dessert as sudash lishit. There is a common perception, perhaps an urban myth, that for Sudash Rishit, you don't need to be so worried about it, and you you can just have a piece of cake or something like that. So the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Hay says, Tzarich La'asol Tabafat, you actually have to have bread, and one should have Lechem Mishnah for Sudash Rishit. Then there's some who say that you can have anything made out of the five species of grain, and then there's some who say you can have fish or meat, but not fruit, and there's some who say, in actual fact, you could even have fruit, as your Sudash Rishit, but the Shulchan Aruch says the Svara Rishona Ikar. The first opinion is the main opinion, that you do have to have bread for Sudash Rishit, as I say, with Lechem Mishnah. And that is what is correct. And if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says that those who are lenient, it's an Aveira Gedola to be lenient and just have a piece of cake. One needs to be very, very careful about it. The only leniency is a person's really ill, then not to have Sudash Rishit. Those who are mezalzel, those who treat it dismissively and have Sudash Rishit without having bread, then when they're called to Shamayim, they're going to be called to account on this this matter. So he regards it as being very, very serious. Certainly, I always feel if a person's got room for a piece of cake for Sudash Rishit, so they're not overly full. You could eat a piece of bread instead of a piece of cake. The reason why they don't want to eat a piece of bread is because it's a tircha to wash and to bench again and everything just for a piece of bread. No, it's an opportunity to say eight more brachot and to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. So certainly, you know, in the winter, it's good to have Sudash Shniyah early in the day if possible. If a person goes to an early minyan, then to, you know, to wash on Kiddush. And then your lunch later will be Sudash Rishit, and you can do it properly in the correct manner. Ad Kan.